Blog Talk Radio.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it.
One more guy.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. It's DJ Gatsby. You listen to WBMG Radio Show. Sorry about that song that came on. I was feeling some kind of way, but that was Don McKirkland. Never would have made it. Anyway, big shout out to everybody that's tuned in. Got my guest on the line tonight. We're going to have Arthur K.D. McGregor along with fitness trainer Mel Robinson in the building. Going to be talking about their latest books as well as the other things that they do and the upcoming literary mixer being held on March 29, 2019 at the Dwyer Cultural Center in Harlem. First of all, K.D. McGregor, do I got you on the line, bro?
Yeah, I'm here. What's going on with you?
All right, what's your area code you're calling in from, man, because my board is lit up right now.
212. My number is 347. 535.
So I got you. All right, I got you. I got you right there. Let's just get this board lit up, right? And my man, I believe it's K. Mel. Mr. Robinson, you on the line with me?
Yep. I'm here.
And what's your area code, bro? You calling it? What's your area code you calling it from?
I'm calling from 203 right now. But my phone is 646.
Well, the reason I'm asking is because I'm trying to get my switchboard lit up. I want to make sure I turn the mics on for everybody that's here, and I don't want anybody mic'd out. Anyway, man, once again, DJ Gatsby, WBMG Radio. We got Katie McGregor and Mel Robinson in the building. Katie, I'm going to start with you. Mel, I'll get to you in a minute. For those who don't know, Katie McGregor is an author. His latest book is called Back Against the Wall. You know, he's here to talk about his upcoming events, as well as his book and a little bit about his past. So, KD, man, welcome to the show again. Welcome to the show, man.
Hey.
All right, so for everybody out there that don't know you, man, tell them who you are, where you're from, and what is it that you do, man?
You know, KD McGregor. You know, I'm from Harlem. And, you know, what I do, I write books. I'm an author. That's what I do right now, full time. That's what I'm doing right now. Good luck.
All right. So for those who don't know, this book is called Back Against the Wall, so Fever KBM Publishing. Man, how did you get started writing? And I know your story a little bit, but the listeners that are out there, what led you to write your first book, man?
I was actually incarcerated, and I just basically ain't had much else to do. So I honed in the craft of writing just to get through time between writing and working out. I did the two just to kill time. And someone always told me my life was like a movie, so they told me, write about yourself, literally. And I wrote my first book about myself, and it came out so easy. I had a couple of my friends that was in the compound read the book, and they liked it. So I just went, after I put that, I didn't even put that book out. That's my actual autobiography about myself. But I actually went and then wrote Backs Against the Wall. I wrote several books, but Backs Against the Wall was one of the first ones I wrote. And I passed it around the same way, It got some good reviews. And I ultimately said, when I get out, I'm going to release this. I'm going to get it on the shelves.
Well, it's definitely a fantastic book, man. I read the book. We reviewed it for DJ Gatsby's Book Club. And, I've been working with you for a while, man. So, once again, kudos on the book. Now,
thank you very much.
Yeah. Well, how has your life changed since writing the book? A lot of authors, they write a book, they have certain expectations and certain things that they're looking to happen, in their lives, man. But, how has your life changed, man, since writing that book?
Well, since writing, I've gotten a lot of exposure in different fields with working with the kids with ACS. And I've had a good exposure of that because I was actually in the ACS system myself for about 10 months of my life. I was in ACS. Like, I was like 17 going into 18. And because of that ACS experience, which was good to me, I had a chance to connect with good people, and because of those people, they're in position right now in a good space in life, and they were able to pull me into everything they're doing. And with the book, it opens the doorway for me to connect with these young kids today that's going through the situation. So I try to relate to the kids through the book and the struggles that they're going through the book. And for that, it's opened up great doors for me.
Yeah. All right, man. We can get back to you for a second. My brother, Mel, you're on the line with me, right?
Amen.
All right, so I'm not referring to you as Mel, K. Mel, Mr. Robinson. What should I call you, man? I want to get that right.
Man, the normal crowd called me Mel, so I'd rather that. I prefer that.
All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome my man Mel to the show. You know?
I'm here, Chuck.
All right, now, you know, I read your bio. I haven't had a chance to meet you. I've been dealing with KDU for a while. I did meet you, I believe, a couple of weeks ago at the Jewel Corporate Center when you guys were talking about putting the event together, the Literary Mixer.
Correct.
We didn't get a chance to talk much, man. But for the listeners out there, man, you know, tell them who you are, where you're from, and what is it that you do.
I'm master trainer Mel Robinson. I'm from Harlem. I used to work at New York Sports Club for 11 years. I ran the master trainer department for about 8 years of that. I resigned last May 2018. I now run a private gym in Manhattan, Upper West Side on 93rd Street in Amsterdam called X93. I'm from the bottom, man. I'm from poverty, man. I'm just like everybody else, but I just try to find my way, man. Still trying to find my way. I'm not where I need to be yet, but, man, through the grace of God, man, everything is all good, man. God is good.
Yeah, God is good all the time, my brother. You know, definitely is.
All the time.
Now, I'm going to add, now, I understand you got a book out. A fitness DVD that's out, too. How did you, we're going to get to that in a minute, but how did you get to be a personal trainer? You know, what was that process like, and what did you have to go through to become a personal trainer?
Well, I have prior to the book that I'll be speaking about in a few. I have another book out before that. It's called From Flipping Weight to Flipping Weight. It's a biography about me, my lifestyle, man. It's based on me coming from poverty and going to jail. I did 4 years for drug conspiracy. And upon that time in jail, being incarcerated, that's when I started working out and started training a few people in jail. So I already knew my guidance of where I was coming out when I came home, that's what I wanted to do. So that's how that all began. That came from me being in jail.
Okay, so you started working out, you know, when you was incarcerated and you came home and you decided that, listen, this is what I'm going to be. This is my future. This is going to be my career.
Yes.
When you get out.
Correct.
All right, so You come home, and you started your career as a fitness trainer.
So I came home. It wasn't that easy. I came home 2007, September. And during that time, it was still building the Yankee Stadium. So I already had a job set in line to help with the construction of that. But when you're on parole, come home on parole, your PO doesn't allow you to get a job where it's not on the books, and that job was off the books. I would have to get paid by checks. So my POW told me I couldn't do the job. And I remember working out at Bally's on Florida Road. And one of the fitness managers there, she said, you know what? You got that kind of body, that look, and that image. I want you to be one of my trainers here. And she gave me an application. I filled it out. I checked incarcerated criminal background. She said, you know what? I'm sorry for even bothering you, but they're not going to hire you here. However, my brother, his name is Nick. He was the general manager at the time. At a New York Sports Club, she called him on the spot and said, you know, I have somebody here, and I want you to take a look at him. I think you can use him. And he said, you know what, just sit him over. And that's on 94th Street, Broadway in Manhattan. I went right over there. I didn't even finish my workout. I went right over there. He had the book of W-2 forms. He had my shirt, everything ready for me. He didn't ask me no questions. So I called the book up just like that, I swear. And my PO had just told me she was going to violate me if I don't have a job within the next week. So everything, again, God is great. God is great.
Yeah, that was love right there, man. That was love, man.
That's love. That's
God
love.
Is great. Man, I gotta get 10 pats on that, man. I like the way you cleared that up real quick, because I wasn't trying to gloss over that. But I'm glad you told me how you actually got in the business. you know, and got your first opportunity to come home, you know, selling the right. It's hard to get jobs and things of that nature. All right,
sure
so
is,
you're in the business. I'm going to cut you up, but you're in the business. And you know, I assume you're doing very well, or you came to do
very
well. When do you decide to write the book? Because I think you wrote the book first, and then you're going to move into the DVD. So let's talk about that first book, Flipping Weight. And Flipping Weight now, you know, a lot of our people might not understand the terminology that you're using, but explain that title in a way that those that don't know can understand.
So I was so Flipping Weight, you know, in the hood terminology is, you know, a guy that's in the streets and he's selling drugs and moving drugs in the hood, pushing it, pushing the weight, flipping it, however you look at it, same thing. And so me and my agent, who's also one of my best friends, his name is Ash Cash. He has his own show, Ash Cash. And me and him came up with this idea that we need to start a brand. I should start a brand for myself because I have such a big following. I train so many people. I have so many good clients. I have a good level of a clientele base that we need to start my own brand. So we came together with this idea called Flipping Weight. And upon that, maybe a few months after, we said, you know what, let's do a book called From Flipping Weight to Flipping Weight. So we both came up with that idea together. And it was dope. It matches my background and everything. So we put that together. It took us maybe about 5 months to get everything mastered out. And then from that point, we also say, you know what, let's get a DVD with it, behind it. So the book, the Flipping Weight book, is not even out yet. It's on pre-order. It'll be out. It's on pre-order at Amazon, also on my website. FlippingWeight.com. It will be out officially on my birthday, which is April 22nd. So within the next few weeks, it will be out. So that's why we put the DVD out first and say, you know, being that the book is on pre-order, we need something that's out right now for people to see and see what we got going on. So we put out a DVD. It's a band program, 5 days, 20 minutes, that will set a person off. It's good for the average person that doesn't have the consistency to be in a gym every day, so they have now. It's no excuses. So now you have a DVD that you can do things in your house.
Wow, it's a brilliant idea, man, and an excellent marketing plan, man. Kudos to you and your team and for putting that together. I like the wordplay.
Thank you.
You know. Yeah. Once again, everybody, it's DJ Gaskin, WBMG Radio Show. We got Arthur K. McGregor and Master Fitness Trainer Mel Robinson on the line. We got some callers on the line. If you're on the line listening and you have a question for Mel or KD, now's your chance. So call you on the line, calling from 347. Area code? Oh, that might, that's. Okay, that's KD. If you call from the 646 area code and you have a question, now's your time to answer that question. All right, that's one person. We go back to the interview. Anyway, you know, I guess the call is online. Maybe they're holding on and they're not picking up. But we get back to the books in a minute. You guys got an event that's coming up, man. It's called the Literary Mixer. It's been held on March 29th, 2019 at the Dwyer Cultural Center in Harlem, New York.
Yes, sir.
How did the idea to put this event together come on? I'm going to ask you, KD, first. Yeah, what was the logic behind it?
That was all KD. Oh, yeah, yeah. I thought of it basically when I seen him put out a book. You know, that's like me and Mel is like family. You know, like we're like first cousins. So it's like
it was easy
to do it. So when I called him up and I told him that I want to help him push it out further. I told him I could put together something. So, you know, through my publishing and our management that I'm using, O1O management, the people, so we put it together. And that's how it was brought to life.
Okay, so that was Mel said, KD, it was your idea. Oh, so Mel, a question for you. Now, have you done any events promoting your book? I mean, I think you've done some media stuff. I tried to get as much as I could on you, but what have you done to promote the book?
I have. I've done a few media things. I've done a show that's out right now. It's a social media show. It's called B139. That's with my boy Vernon. That was dope. That was definitely dope. I've been up to Philly. I did something in Philly. it's called, I forgot the name of it, man. I got to pull some paperwork up, but I've done a show in Philly. I have another one in Philly coming up. It's done by this young lady named Sai, and she put together something called Lockdown Love. It's for guys that have been in jail, females that have been incarcerated, that have been home and been doing good. So she has me doing public speaking for that event. That's coming up at the end of this month, about the 28th, I believe, something like that. So I have a few things lined up. I have a few things lined up, man. Some good things.
Yeah, I see. I see you. I see you've been busy, man. I see you on Instagram. You got a lot of followers out there. You work in the social media thing. So this is your first major event here in New York?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, I want to talk to you guys about
that. Say that one more time, Gaffy. Say it one more time for me, buddy. What was your question?
No. I said this looks to be your first major event here in New York City.
Yes, yes. This one that me and KD is together, and yeah, that's going to be dope. It's me, KD. It's about two other people on that lineup, too. I don't have their names directly in front of me, but it's going to be a dope one. It's big, and it's even more big because it's in Harlem, where we all raised, man. So we can pull this is going to be so big because we're going to pull everybody we know. Even people we don't know that have heard about us will be there.
Yeah. Speaking about the other artists that are going to be there, we're going to talk about the event in a minute, but I just wanted to make sure the listeners know who you guys are, where you're from, and what you do. I know you got a lot of love in Harlem. KD, you from Harlem, New York City as well. I'm sure you guys are proud of what you're doing and the difference you're making. Go ahead.
I'm definitely proud of bringing a banner. Raising this banner for Harlem, because literally speaking, like we're losing ground all across any borough for that matter, and it's good to try to bring it back to full circle. Just try to get the kids and the grown adults back to reading, because we lost that through social media and these other devices. So no one's really reading no more, and we're getting lost behind these other slow screens. So we need to get back to the grassroots, and I'm trying to bring it back. And if urban writing is going to help, then I'm all for that cause.
Roger that.
Yeah, well, you definitely know I'm an avid reader, man, and I understand the importance, man, of young writers, African American literature, and just sharing gifts, knowledge, and wisdom about whatever it is that you do. So you guys, backgrounds may be similar in some way, but, the gifts and talents that you have, you're sharing them with the community in a special way that people can definitely utilize. Katie, I know about your book and what you've done, man, and K-Man, I'm learning more about you, man, and keeping it real, man, kudos to both of you brothers on the success that you've achieved so far. Man.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, we mentioned the event that's coming up. You do have a couple of other authors that are going to be at this event. I think one is Sonovia Alexander. She's a well-known author, still publishing out of Queens. And you have a couple of other guys. I'm trying to find
Ishmael Brown and Sean Hudson.
Yeah, Ishmael Brown and Sean Hunston are two of the other authors that are going to be at the event. Now, they're going to be on the show next week. Looking forward to having them brothers come on and talk about, what they do.
That's cool.
And this event's coming up as well. Now, Kamel, you said you wrote Flipping Weight. You have the new project that you're working on that's pieced with the DVD. What type or exercises or training can the people who buy that DVD look for? I don't know if I'm saying that right, but I'm just kind of wondering, what type of workout DVD is it, I guess.
It's a band program, so it means the resistance band, and it's a total body resistance band workout. It's only 5 days. It takes 20 minutes out of your time. You don't need much time. Again, there are no excuses for anybody, man. It's just my motto. If you need it, if you're saying I can't get into the gym because of my kids, and I understand everything. I mean, I have children, so I understand that type of thing. Their work schedule, understood. But guess what, man? I got a DVD for you. So what can you say to that? Pop that in your DVD. take, give me 20 minutes. All I need is 20 minutes. You take, people spend, we spend hours on social media, Instagram surfing every day. So you can't tell me you don't have 20 minutes to do a workout. It's impossible.
When you say it's a band program, you mean the bands, they're doing physical therapy, or I'm not in the gym at all.
Yeah,
I do physical therapy.
Those are same and similar, yeah. Same and similar bands, resistance bands, same and similar. And these bands you can get, they're inexpensive. They cost $2-3 on Amazon, or you can go to Modell's and get them, your local Modell's. They're inexpensive. I will be having that on my website soon. I will be selling resistance bands. I just got to go through a few pages with marketing right now, but that will be on my website very soon. I'm thinking within the next 2 weeks.
All right. So both of you guys, I'm going to get to this in a minute, but I really want to give a plug for the event. And it goes like this: Fever, KDM Publishing, and O1O Management, A Literary Mixer, Volume 1, at the Dwyer Cultural Center, West 123rd Street. That's 258 St. Nicholas Ave in New York, New York. Takes place Friday, March 29th, from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Free admission with book discussions, Q&A with the authors, as well as vendors, refreshments, and music. It's going to feature author Sean Hudson, Ismael Brown, author Sonovia, and my guest today, author Mel Robinson, celebrity fitness trainer, and K.D. McGregor. The event is also going to be hosted by DJ Gatsby, that's me. I'm going to be there along with my company, WB Media Group, filming for BronxNet TV. So, man, you know, for everybody that's listening, don't listen, tell your friends and family to come out and check out this event. It's definitely something that people all over the city should be interested in coming out. You know, you can learn about these brothers. Both you guys mentioned being in prison and coming home and that process, you know, being reacclimated to society. Mel, I'm going to ask you first, man. What advice would you give to, you know, young brothers that are just coming home, or family members that have somebody just coming home, on to these young brothers, man, or either older brothers that's coming home, man, you know, to you know, when they come home, man, how to get back reacclimated, look for a job or start a career. What advice would you give to young brothers coming home, man, from doing a bit?
No, man, keep striving, man. I mean, the main people to lean on are your family and your close friends, the people that was there for you when you was incarcerated. Those are always the top people that's going to continue to be there for you. I got friends that's just come, you know, been back and forth to jail since I've been home. I've been home going on 12 years, September, and I still have friends that do the same thing. You know, they look at me like, hey, man, you done made it. You know, I'm trying to make it. I said, yo, man, I came home with zero. I had $100 in my account. They gave me $100. So, I mean, it's really no,
wow.
What can you tell me? I struggled with this shit. I didn't have a car. Like, I had a pass. Like, I was going wherever I had to go, Queens, Brooklyn, training, what I had to do with a bus pass. I mean, so you can't tell me nothing. I think you should just work from the bottom, man, and work it up. It's nothing going to come easy. Anybody still taking that easy route, you're going to only get the same results. That's how it goes.
KD, same question, man. What advice you got? What you have for, you know, for cats coming home, man, and hitting the streets again, man, after doing a bit, man? What advice would you have? Because you guys seem to be doing very well at this point. Well, I need to ask that question. So, KD, man, what's your take on this?
Well, piggyback on what Mel said, like, you know, you got to start from the bottom up. Never give up. You know, don't ever give up, and don't let the no's deter you, because it's gonna be a lot of no's. You got to be focused, laser focused. Like, don't take the no and turn it into, because it's easy to revert back to what you know best, and that's doing wrong. Like I said, it takes, you know, it's easy to get into trouble, hard to get out. Like, the easiest thing is go out there. I can run the street right now and get into trouble, and it'll take me $100,000 to get 15 years, because it's just that easy to get in trouble. It's hard to stay out of trouble. That's the thing with coming home from prison. The recidivist rate is so ridiculous because it's easy to go back. So the hardest thing is to stay free. So what you got to do is stay laser focused on what you're doing, whatever task you're trying to accomplish, whether it's just trying to get employment at Target or whatever. Don't take that as a no, because it's going to be no's, and don't get deterred. So, you know what, I'm just going to go back and pull this gun out and do what I do, because that's easy. That's easy.
Yeah.
Don't take the easy route. don't take the easy route, because the easy route is waiting for you. You know, go pick up a pack or go grab a gun from your man. It, that's easy. That's always available to you. Take the hard route. The hard route is actually trying to grind and be legal and make a living for yourself, for you and your family. That's the hard route.
Yes, sir. Right. Once again, everybody, it's DJ Gassy, WBMG Radio Show. We're here with K.D. McGregor and Mel Robinson. Now, I got some people on the line again, man. Let's see if we can get somebody to ask a question or comment. All right, so if you're calling from 646 area code, I think the phone number is 248. You're on the air with K.D. and Mel.
Hello, yes, it's me.
All right, my sister, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Onika McGregor. I'm calling from Harlem, New York.
Oh,
hello.
I'm in the building. You got a question or
comment? We're in the
building.
Just a comment. I just want to say I'm so proud of you guys. Keep up the good work. And I'm looking forward to all your success in life. That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you.
Shout out. Thank you.
Much appreciated.
That's love right there, my sister. All right. Thank you for calling. All right, next, you got somebody else calling from 646. Every call, I think, is 646-342 is the number. You have a question or comment for KD and Mel? Hello?
Maybe not.
Yes, hello. Is that you the caller? Anyway, we got to keep it moving, man. Thank you. Thanks for calling in, man. All right, so we got somebody calling from the 929 area code, 929-410. That's your number. You're on the air with KD and Mel. You got a question or comment?
Yes, I got a question. This is Harlem Oceans, and this is a question for KD McGregor. What can we look forward to in the future? What are some future projects that you have going on and we can expect?
In the future, very, very near future, in the very next couple of months, I'm releasing another book, my secondary book, called Who Would Ever Guess. That's the next project I'm working on for my next later release. Sometime, I say in mid-May, so you should be looking forward to that. After this March event right here, sometime mid-May, I'm trying to put something together for my secondary book, Who Would Ever Guess.
Copy.
All right.
Okay, bro.
Good question, young lady. That's an exclusive for me, Katie, because I didn't know you was working on it. I was about to hit you back with that man. But
that was definitely a great question.
Yeah, so you got that coming up, man. Congratulations on that book, man. Make sure DJ Gatsby.
Sound like you try to keep that on a low.
Right, whatever it is, man. That's why I'm in the business. I get exclusives, man. I'm connected, man.
I
know stuff that ain't really out in the public yet. You know, you heard it first right here. All right, thank you so much, Oates, for calling in. Yo, guys, you know the time goes fast. It's only 30 minutes. Thanks again for coming on the show, both of y'all, man. And in case you don't know who we had, it was Norman Robinson. Norman Robinson, better known as K-Mel, came up with property raising in the center of Harlem, battling through tribes and tribulations, where he did a 4-year bid to 5 to 10 without other appearance and conviction. Now he's an author and celebrity fitness guru with his own brand and workout DVD, From Flipping Weight to Flipping Weight. And we also have K.D. McGregor. He's the author of the book, Bass Against the Wall, determined to shake up the world in a literary way, with his thrilling urban fiction collection being released on KDM, or Fever KDM Publishing. All right, K.D., before you go, man, any shout-outs, anything you want to say, to the listeners before we shut it down?
Yeah, for sure. I appreciate the love that's been shown and the love that's going to be shown. Don't miss the event, March 29th, Culture Center, the White Culture Center. It's going to be everything. So I'm looking forward to everybody coming out, and let's have a great time.
Yeah, on Instagram as well, at K.D. McGregor.
Yes.
Then you follow the Facebook page, you'll get that information. Oh, so now, and Mel, man, any shout-outs or anything you want to say to the listeners about, they can follow you on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, like that, website, shout-outs.
Definitely. Much shout-out to KD, man. Much shout-out. Yo, Kev, good looking, man. It's a good thing.
Put together something nice, man.
This is going to be real dope. I'm looking forward to it, man. For anybody looking to go on my website, it's flippingweight.com. I also have my Instagram at fitbodymel. FIT body BOD Mel MEL. That's my Instagram. We'll be there next month. This month, man, come hit us up. We'll be there at the end of the month.
Yeah. But once again, you already know it's DJ Gatsby. I don't know if you was finished. I didn't mean to cut you off, man.
Yeah, I was.
Once again, DJ Gatsby, don't forget that literary mix of Harlem, Bronx, Brooklyn, Manhattan, Staten Island, Westchester, Jersey, Connecticut. Stand up, man. It's going down. March 29th, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Dwyer Cultural Center, 258 St. Nicholas Ave in New York. Katie McGregor, Mel Robinson, Sonny Alexander, Ishmael Brown, Sean Hudson, and yours truly, DJ Gatsby. I'll be there on behalf of WB Media Group and BronxNet TV, man. So listen, if you don't, if you got any questions about this show or the event, follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at DJ Gatsby X. And, you know, look for me on the web, man. Follow me at whoswhoinAfricanLiterature.com. Find out about WB Media Group, temporary authors, and what's hot in the literary field. Yo, K-Mel, man, thanks, bro. Appreciate you taking the time out to do the show.
Always, man.
You know,
always,
really
man.
Appreciate
the
time.
Many more to come. Many more to come.
Yeah. And KD, man, you know, kudos on putting the event together, you know, and trying to make this thing pop, man. You know, much love to you, man. I know it's a lot of work, and you're putting the work in. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, big shout out to your team, Harlem Ocean, and the other people that's involved. Big shout out to Segovia Alexander. I'm going to see her on the 17th. She's going to be on the show. And, you know, a big shout out to my boys, Ishmael Brown and Sean Hudson, who will be on the show next week. All right, everybody, you know, once again, it's DJ Gatsby, WB Media Group. You listen to WBMG Radio. All right, guys, man, thanks. Peace.
All right,
first and everything you do, man.
All right.
It's all love, man.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
We out.